So as the notes say, Japanese people don't like to say must, because must is too direct. And we've talked about the fact that Japanese people like to guru-guru. They like to go around and talk around what they want and have the other person figure out what they want so that they didn't have to say it. So in this particular case, what they do is rather than say must, they set up a double negative with the idea of not doing something is not a good idea. And you as the listener then hear them say, oh, not doing that is not good. And then you think must, but the original person never said it. So all of the ways that we have to say must, and they range from the sort of very personal, casual to a little more formal and rule-like, all start with the plain musen. And for every single one of them, you make the plain musen. And you drop the E at the end. And then you have several options. The most casual one is to add kute wa dame desu. So if I was saying you must eat, I'd say tabenai, tabena, tabenakute wa dame desu. The second option also uses this kute, but it adds ikemasen. It's just a little formal. It means something won't progress instead of dame, which is a little more casual. So that would be tabenakute wa ikemasen. The last one is a little bit funner and a little bit longer. And this is the one used mostly for musts when it sort of applies to everyone. It's not so personal between you and another couple people. It's like when they give rules for things that everybody's going to have to read. And again, you use the plain masen and you drop the E and you add kereba narimasen. And it becomes a little bit long. Tabe na kereba narimasen. You don't have to say it all in 10 seconds. So you can say, take a little break after the ba. Tabe na kereba narimasen. And all three of those are must eat.